Harlequin Desire and Harper Audio present Rancher's Forgotten Rival by Macy Yates, performed by Samantha Cook. Legends of Lone Rock. The Sohappy family has its roots in Lone Rock, so deep that they precede the first European settler to come to North America. The ranch is part of their family heritage, passed on from generation to generation, from father to son. The ranch has survived flood, famine, and the perils of modern life. In 1955, having no sons to pass the land to, Caspar Sohappy passed the land on to his son-in-law. As family legend goes, the son-in-law did have roots, true and deep as the rest of the family. One night, he went out drinking at the local bar. The exact details of that night remain a mystery. But he woke up with a hangover, and a piece of paper indicating he'd lost the stretch of land between Sohappy Ranch and Evergreen Ranch, granting essential water rights to the Carson family. Since then, the Sohappy families and Carson families have feuded. And when the son-in-law passed on, his son vowed the land would never pass into the hands of someone who didn't carry their family's blood again. He also vowed to see the Carsons pay for what they'd done. And the hatred between the families began to go deeper than roots ever could. 1. Chance Carson couldn't complain about his life. Well, he could. A man could always find a thing to complain about if he was of a mind. But Chance wasn't of that mind. Every day was a gift, in his opinion. The sun rose, the sun set, and he went to bed and woke up and did it all over again. And that was success, no matter how it was measured. Add in the fact that he got to work with his brothers, or take off and compete in the rodeo circuit as he saw fit, and he really did feel like he was living the dream. And hell, he had to, right? No one was guaranteed life, much less a dream. He knew well the tragedy of a life cut short. It was a different grief to the death of an older person. It changed you, that unfairness. He'd tried to at least take some good from those changes. "You look smug," his brother Boone said from his position on his horse. Five of the brothers were out, riding the range and looking for stragglers. They had the biggest spread in Lone Rock, Oregon. Evergreen Ranch. It had been in the family for generations, but had essentially been bare dirt until their dad had made his fortune in the rodeo, and further still as the commissioner of the Pro Rodeo Association. Now it was a thriving cattle ranch, with luxury homes adding a touch of civility to the wildness of the surroundings, courtesy of his family's status and success as rodeo royalty. They competed together, and they worked together. They practically lived together, given that most of them had housing on the ranch. Though the rodeo hadn't always been a source of family togetherness. Their sister, Callie, had nearly broken with the family over some of it, making inroads for women who wanted to ride saddle bronc, and now there was a blooming movement happening within the association. Chance was all for it. Well, not as much when it concerned his little sister, but in general. He liked a little feminism. Who didn't? Right now, they were off for the season, and hanging around the ranch, which was a bit more togetherness than they often got. Flint, Jace, Kit, Boone and himself, all together like when they were kids. Almost. Sophie was gone, and there was no getting her back, a pain that he'd had to figure out how to live with. Grief was funny that way. People talked about getting over it, and he didn't see it that way. It was just learning to live with it, learning where to carry the pain so you could still walk around breathing through it. Then there was Buck. But his absence was his choice. Being a prodigal in the Carson family, which was full to the brim with disreputable riffraff, was really something.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?